And the angel said, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Each Christmas we reflect on all of the different characters of the Christmas story. How often, I imagine, we have heard rehearsed the emotions of Mary or even the story of Joseph. Again and again we have had retold the tale of the shepherds and all about them out in their fields and along the hills and coming to that Bethlehem Inn. But it seems that seldom, if ever, is much attention given to that angel, that unnamed angel of so long ago who came to bring that Christmas announcement. I wonder what he thought of it all. I wonder how he saw that first Christmas. Or even more, I wonder what he thinks of it all now. What must be his thoughts when he sees our Christmas celebrations and he catches a glimpse of our Christmas commerce? I wonder how he might compare the first Christmas to this Christmas. And I wonder if somehow, if that angel could capture for a moment the attention of God and utter a very special request that he could come once more and share another message now nearly 2,000 years later, I wonder what he would say to us this Christmas if he could come and speak to us as he spoke to the shepherds that first Christmas. I imagine that he would first tell us that there was a cross as well as a manger. Oh, not that he would in any way detract from the Christmas story. Not at all. Not that he would take away from the joy or the significance of the birth of the Christ child. But that he would insist that to really celebrate, to really put it all in perspective, to really understand Christmas, we must also understand the cross. And I suspect that he would tell us that what really makes Christmas Christmas is not the manger, but the cross. After all, it's not the birth of a child that makes history unless that child somehow lives a life or dies a death that is particularly noteworthy. The reason that we celebrate the birthday of George Washington is not just because he was born, but because he became the first president of the United States. And the reason that Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday was proclaimed a national holiday earlier this year is not just because he was born, but because he became a civil rights leader. And so it is that Christmas would never be celebrated if just Jesus had been born, had not Jesus also died on the cross to be our Savior. Billions and billions of babies have been born. But only Jesus was born to die, to take away the sins of the world. No doubt the angel would say, it's the cross that makes Christmas. And it's only from the perspective of the cross that Christmas can truly be celebrated. 22 years ago now, in 1962, the United States postal authorities had proposed the design for the 1962 Christmas stamp. It was rejected. Rejected on the grounds that somehow, to those postal inspectors who were evaluating it, it suggested a cross. The design actually was quite simple. It showed a candle burning in a window surrounded by a wreath. But the postal authorities said that the panes on the window looked like they might be a cross, and a cross was really not an appropriate thing to have at Christmas time on the Christmas stamp. That is a conclusion with which that Christmas angel would wholeheartedly disagree. He would say that without the cross, there is no Christmas scene, nor Christmas stamp, nor Christmas celebration, nor Christmas at all. That there was a cross as well as a manger. And if he were allowed to speak again, a second word to share in Christmas 1984, I imagine that he would tell us that there was a death as well as a birth. In last week's newspaper, the Associated Press brought back a story from a year and 5 days ago, datelined in Wisconsin. It is the story of Ammon and Ellen Sauter, who on December 20th, 1983, saw their farmhouse burst into flames. And that night, Leon, age 10, Ammon Jr., age 6, Ellen, age 5, Lauren, age 1, and William, age 6 months, perished in the blaze. And so the AP article quotes Mrs. Sauter as saying that Christmas will always be hard. And indeed it must be. For Christmas is not a time for death. Christmas is a time for birth. It seems strange, if not uncomfortable, to even talk about death or anything sad at Christmas time. And yet, the angel would tell us that there was a death as well as a birth. And so, only rightly, the angel would tell us, only rightly must we speak of death at Christmas time, because you cannot celebrate nor understand Jesus' birth without also understanding and accepting Jesus' death. That's what this Savior stuff is all about. To you is born a Savior. And to be a Savior requires that there be a death. Every gift under every one of our trees this Christmas time came at a price in dollars or a price in labor, a price in time, a price in some measurable commodity, whether money or something else. And so it is that all gifts come with some type of cost, some type of price. And so it is with the cost of salvation. And a high price it was. For we are sinners. And the price, the scripture tells us, was that in order for our sins to be forgiven, God had to provide a marvelous way of salvation. And that marvelous way of salvation was that Jesus not only come, but that he die, and there take the penalty for our sin, and in taking the penalty for our sin, provide for us the gift of eternal life. So his Christmastime birth was in order that there be an Eastertime death, and it was for us, all for us, that he paid the price on the cross, the high price for our sins. I would think that Christmas angel would not want us to dare to miss that all-important point of Christmas. It's the very heart of Christmas. And that's why he would insist on telling us that there was a death as well as a birth. And if we were to give him, if God were to give him, one final opportunity to speak to us as he spoke to those Christmas shepherds, I would imagine that finally he would add that there is a future as well as a past. Oh, it isn't that he does not delight in our celebration. It is not that he finds a lack of joy in our recounting his words and his appearance every Christmas time. Surely he is absolutely delighted that we read all about him each Christmas season. But he would also tell us, those of us who are caught up in the difficulties of life, that the message is the same and that the message has changed. It is still the message of not being afraid. But now it is a message not of looking back through the centuries in time to what has historically happened, but to look forward in time of that which is yet to come. He would announce again, I bring you good news of great joy, of a future, of a heaven to come. Heaven for all those who accept the Savior then announced. Heaven for all of those who have faith in Jesus who died on the cross. Heaven for all of those who believe that death could not contain him and that he rose again from the grave. Heaven. Heaven where God lives. Heaven where joy and happiness exist. Heaven where every day is better than the happiest and best Christmases of all. Heaven where peace and joy are everyday fare. Heaven, where there are no tears and there is no sickness, there are no problems, there is no death. Heaven ahead, because the manger and the stable and the cross and the empty tomb are behind. I imagine that angel would say to us, just wait and see how thrilled you're going to be. If only now I could give you the smallest glimpse of the heaven that is yours to come. How marvelous and how wonderful and beautiful and exciting it is. Then you would celebrate the future even more than you would celebrate the joy of the past. Well, angel or no, the sayings are true. There was a cross as well as a manger. And there was a death as well as a birth. And there is a future as well as a past. Be not afraid, the angel said, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful Christmas gift God gave to us. And that's why to this day, Christmas time is a time for the giving and the getting of Christmas gifts. Let me ask you something. Of all those on your Christmas list, was God on your Christmas list this year? Did you know that you're on His? That He has given to you the gift of His Son, and with the gift of His Son, the eternal life in a heaven that is future and to come. And that all you need do is accept that marvelous gift. And is He on your list for all He asks in exchange for the marvelous gift of His Son and eternal life is your life in return? Let's sing together the familiar words of that maybe favorite of all carols. Silent night, holy night. Shall we stand?